This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hi, I'm Christina Jakubski, and today I'm talking with Benjamin Monroe, a health scientist at CDC. Our conversation is based on a paper about seal pox virus in marine mammal rehabilitation facilities, which appears in CDC's journal Emerging Infectious Diseases. Welcome, Ben.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So, Ben, what is seal pox?
Well, seal pox is a member of the pox virus family, which makes it a distant cousin of viruses that cause smallpox and monkeypox in humans. It's known to infect many different species of seals and sea lions, like the California sea lion or the harbor seal that you would see on the U.S. coasts. It's been identified throughout the world, including North America, Europe, and even in Antarctica.
Do sea lions and seals go to facilities because they are sick with the virus, or do they get it there?
Actually, both of these scenarios seem to occur. Seal pox has been noted in wild seal populations, but most of our data comes from rescued or captive seals. Rescued animals are often injured and malnourished, in addition to having seal pox and other diseases. Seal pox is often more common in young animals and those in poor health. It is possible for seals to get seal pox from other animals in captivity.
How do seals and sea lions get seal pox?
We don't know this with any certainty. With other similar viruses that mainly affect sheep, goats, and other barnyard animals, the virus is passed through animals by direct or skin-to-skin contact. For example, this could be nuzzling or nursing young animals. Seal pox could probably cause infections through fresh wounds or cuts in the skin as well.
Is this a big problem in marine facilities?
It can lengthen the amount of time that animals have to be housed before being re-released into the wild. This infection does not seem to cause many deaths, however, so most rehabilitation centers would not consider it a big concern. It is a chronic condition and particularly poses risk to human-animal handlers.
So people can get seal pox?
Yes. Seal pox is a zoonosis, which is a virus that can be passed from humans to animals or animals to humans. A dozen or so cases have been reported among animal handlers throughout the years. Typically, these infections have occurred as a result of an animal bite or because a person's hand was grazed or scratched by a tooth during an exam. The infection results in the development of a painful lesion, which is slow to heal. The infection can be more serious in people with weakened immune systems and those in general poor health.
Are there ways to prevent it from spreading?
Risk to marine mammal workers can be minimized by consistent use of protective equipment, such as thick, bite-resistant gloves when handling ill or recuperating seals and sea lions. Housing sick animals separately and disinfecting all animal pens on a regular basis should also prevent infections. Most marine mammal rehabilitation facilities encourage these good practices. However, some handlers report that they are less apt to using protective gear when handling mammals in the wild. This could be one area where risks can be further reduced.
Thanks, Ben. I've been talking with Benjamin Monroe about a study, Seal Pox Virus in Marine Mammal Rehabilitation Facilities, North America, 2007 to 2009, which appears in the December 2011 issue of CDC's journal Emerging Infectious Diseases. You can see the entire article online at www.cdc.gov/EID. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, send an email to eideditor@cdc.gov. That's eideditor@cdc.gov. I'm Christina Jakubski for Emerging Infectious Diseases.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.